Venezuela Foreign Minister says a U.S.-led coup against the Latin American nation has been foiled.
The coup failed. That was the last chapter in the coup on Saturday, and I can tell you, read my lips, it failed.
Jorge Arreaza was speaking at the UN Security Council meeting. He accused the U.S. of trying to militarily intervene in Venezuela. Top Venezuelan diplomat called on the Security Council to reject any use of force against his country. Speaking at the meeting, Russia's UN envoy accused Washington of seeking to topple President Nicolas Maduro through military intervention. Vasilina Benzia said White House policy toward Venezuela is tantamount to violating international law. U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela slammed Nebenzia's remarks as Cold War-era rhetoric. Elliot Abrams urged the Security Council to exert pressure on Maduro to step aside. Joining us now out of Tucson, Arizona is Chuck Kaufman, National Co-Coordinator at Alliance for Global Justice. Hello there, Chuck. Nice to have you back on the program. Your thoughts on the back and forth we just saw at the Security Council?
Well, I'm glad that the Security Council is holding the U.S. accountable. It's important that the international community be united to stop violence perpetrated by the U.S. against Venezuela. On Saturday, over 100 demonstrations took place in the U.S. and Canada saying hands off Venezuela, and it's important that the countries of the world stand up for the U.N. Charter.
And what do you think, why do you think we're seeing this kind of push by the Trump administration to do what it's trying to do in Venezuela?
They want the oil. No blood for oil was a chant in the before the Iraq War, and it certainly seems applicable now.
And what about China and Russia saying that the U.S. is trying to politicize humanitarian aid to reach its end?
It's not humanitarian aid. I remember when Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans in the United States, the U.S. turned down offers of aid from Venezuela and Cuba. Aid is a really political tool, and Venezuela's accepted humanitarian aid from countries that don't have strings attached to it.
Thank you for joining us there out of Tucson, Arizona, Mr. Chuck Kaufman, National Co-Coordinator at Alliance for Global Justice.